Okay, so my hopes for children in Southend, my hopes more than anything else is that children learn to be themselves, to accept themselves for who they are. But also, Southend's like it's a great place to be. I grew up in Southend, I was born in Southend. And I think there are a huge amount of opportunities for lots of children in and around Southend and lots of passionate people who really want to help. My photograph, it's actually two photographs that I'm holding up, because there are very much two sides to me. And like a stick of Southend rock, if you snap me in half, I say Southend all over. So, the two parts of me are the very feminine side of me, which is evident in one of the photos that I'm holding up, looking all posh, standing outside church, going to church on a Sunday with my nan. And the other one is me on a motorbike, looking a bit more kind of masculine as a very small child. Ironically, I ride a motorbike now, and use both sides of my feminine and masculinity however I want. I dress how I want. I am who I want. I finally learned to be myself, and I hope that because of the amazingly vibrant community activities in Southend around the LGBTIAQ partnerships, such as Southend's Pride and Transpire and Queer Street, I'm hoping that every child in Southend has the opportunity to learn that they are fantastic and they've got gifts to offer. And just by being themselves, they can live their best life and their true future. And that's my hope for all children in Southend. Okay, and the other part of the story is the location is everything in that photo for me. So I am standing in the churchyard of St. John's Church, and not necessarily about religion and Christianity, but actually that churchyard's hugely important to Southend. It's where my parents got married. It's where my grandparents got married. And it's where I spent quite a lot of my life. And as a grandmother myself, that I think we all as a community have a responsibility to raise our children and help them kind of develop. And I was hugely lucky. Both of those photos were actually taken by my grandmother, who was obsessed with taking photos. Unfortunately, she passed away a few years ago. She's buried right at the spot where that photo was taken, in the church that I remember the best as a child, spending lots of time walking past such iconic images as the Palace Hotel, across the top of the cliffs and those sorts of things. Southend, as a vibrant community and as a multicultural community, my hope, in addition to that, is that our elders and our youngest can all teach each other something in and around Southend.